couple of days. But, you know what? I'm being tortured. It sucks. Are you kidding me? It's like sometimes it's hour by hour that I have to pull myself through. It breaks you down. You become more sensitive. And then when your only contact of human beings is fucking bitch CEOs, it's like, have somebody come up and poke you in the middle of the forehead and tell me how long you can stand that until it starts driving you crazy. Because that's what it feels like to me. It's like no human contact except for through the trap or when I get to see my attorney. And then you get a seal that has an attitude or power trip, you know, that just fucks with you because, you know, they can. And it's, you know, it's hard. You know, I think a lot of people say, oh man, I'd love to have that time to read a book and, you know, have some me time. It's like, yeah, but I don't think you're meeting for like going on 9 months. All the books here, they're all about murder and crime. It's like, yeah, you know, I wrote something about that. It's like, you know, and then people wonder why inmates leave jail, you know, enraged and become worse criminals than what they started out to be. Well, I have some pretty good theories on that. When you sit and isolate somebody, you know, for long periods, and then you just give them, and then the only choice of reading material is books about murder and crime. I mean, it's kind of like an inundation, you know. And then and then society can't figure out why people leave jail so angry and then reoffend. But then after, you know, you go through a prolonged period, you get this rage, you know, of being mistreated and nobody, you fall through the cracks here. And I think what amazes me too is that in prison, it's like a Holiday Inn. Since until you're proven guilty. Prison, you've already been condemned and judged. But they have more rights in prison than what they have in jail. Well, the thing is, I mean, I worked on a campaign for a sheriff. I was the chief of police's campaign manager. I have a lot of friends that are cops. I used to be 100% on their side, and I used to be really judgmental towards criminals and the system and, you know, and this and that. But I think now, like, actually coming and living on this side of it, it's like, wow, what an eye-opener for me. I've been on status for 7 months, and I didn't do anything to deserve that status. And second, they have me on isolation status. So that means I am not allowed to talk to another human being. And this has gone on, going on 9 months now. So, okay, if they want to put me on a status, but still they need to lift the ISO. Because it is torture, and it's a bunch of bullshit. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be a willing victim. It's just like, you know, every day, it's like a, you know, struggle. Every day, a constant struggle, you know, just trying to, you know, figure out, you know, and then... You could just imagine, lock yourself in a bathroom, okay? Lock yourself in a bathroom. Take all your stuff out of that bathroom so that you have nothing. And stay in there for 23 and a half hours. And only allow yourself 30 minutes to come out. And that's the time that you have to choose to use the phone or take a shower. And then you have to go back to your bathroom and shut the door and lock it. Do that for 2 days. And then you might get a taste of what I'm going through, going on 9 months. I've already accepted the fact that I'm going to be here for 10 months. I mean, honestly, I've already accepted that, okay? I know, but I have to. If I don't, then it'll just make me even more crazy if I don't, like, surrender to the fact that this is what it's going to be. I mean, hey, if something else happens, then it's a blessing. But if nothing else happens, then, you know, then it is what it is. You know, I'm just, it's nice that I can call you. I mean, it really helps to have a conversation with somebody, and, you know. And I really, really appreciate it more than you ever probably know. No.